Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're at. I haven't done one of these in a while, but today was, it was a little bit frustrating today. And, you know, all you can do is keep praying, keep meditating, keep thinking, keep reading, keep worshiping, all the things that you can do, and to keep your mental health and to stay in the light. Now, once he does it, it's done. You've got the perspectives. You got all of that created, the change. You're able to view things in a different perspective, able to ask better questions. What can I learn? How can I grow, evolve? You can do all that, and it's there. But the darkness, you're eating. You're eating darkness from everybody. There is seemingly every person is either complaining, grumbling. I would use a different adjective, descriptive. Normally, but and like okay. So today, I'm on my way to work. They give me a ride. I went bang thing and new count, and this guy was just down in himself. Now, my girl calls me this negative towards himself, you know, and I'm like, but then he's talking about, oh, chilling with the homies, and it's like, you know, in my head, it's like, bro, be quiet, like, listen, you know, and it's like I told him, I said, I only say this because I love people and I care, bro. It's not like, I don't sit here and talk about God all the time and try to push it on people and da 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 da, because people don't want to talk like that. They don't want to talk about that sometimes. You learn. You have to learn to connect with people in various situations and at various degrees. And all of a sudden, on the goes, you know, kind of thing, because every person and situation is different. Every conversation, you have to, like, listen to people to be able to connect with them. And, right, and this guy, and I'm like, look, bro, I know you've been through, like, you know, I've been there, bro. Like, in Atlanta, drugged on a flight of 60 steps by somebody I knew for 12 years. You know, he's talking about all his homies ripping them off and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, that's the game you're in. That's the world you're in. You have to expect that, okay? But I understand because I went through it. But nobody on any circumstance, in any situation, can control the word that comes out of your mouth. And I know it's hard to understand it, that it's so simplistic, okay? When you say car, 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 you think of a car. I know it's incredibly difficult, but you can go one step farther, your favorite car. And if it wasn't your favorite car, you're probably thinking about your favorite car now, the favorite one. And seeing you can kind of manipulate their mind. You can control people's mind. We can control our minds. I know it's, you know, power of persuasion, they would call it. It's hard to, like, grasp that it's so simplistic to create a new belief and to speak simply a new narrative word that's positive. That's what God says about you. I know it's so simple that people, I don't know, you know. It's like, and that's why I told him, bro, I know it's hard to understand that something so simple can change your life, bro. But if you'll just speak a different word, just say, I'm awesome, instead of I'm a effing loser and da-da-da-da-da. I said, I say this with love, bro, because I only talk about it and God, normally, in a situation where God tells me, hey, here's where you need to talk. This is what you're for. This is why you're here. And so I told him, and I told him with love, but with authority. And you know what? He gave me dap, and he said love. And it might not change him right away, but now he knows, you know. He knows it's undeniable logic. It's irrefutable. It can't be disproven. If you say apple, 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 you think of an apple. But it goes farther than that. You probably think of every kind of apple that you've had. Apple pie, grandma's apple pie. All the information that it's got seeds and it's juicy and it all comes with it. You're controlling your mind, and your mind has all the information that it remembers about a particular subject. Even God. If you'll just say God, everything that you know about God will come to your mind. These memories, when you think of positive, the most greatest memory, you automatically smile. It's God teaching you how to control your mind. Okay? Now, regular people will call, there's this subconscious bias or this subconscious mind, the spiritual mind. But, and they're right, for those, the world, when you're watching TV and you see a certain ethnicity always, okay, these are murder, and it's a certain ethnicity. Okay, you're going to have a subconscious bias. All right, this can happen even with your family and the environment that you grow up with your family. If they're particularly talking about one individual ethnicity, you'll get a unconscious bias. And so, you have to be aware of it. The only way to be aware is to know, to be enlightened, to sharpen each other, to tell and to talk. I understand that, and I know that. And I've shared, and I just have to find the place where I'm going to be able to do it the best for me and what God, has put in my heart. Because what I know and have learned is for people. It's not for any certain religion. I don't care how you identify yourself religiously. I'm a Christian. I always believe that. I always know Jesus and God, and that's what I believe. He died for me on the cross. But what he's taught me is not, and what he's teaching is, love, but it's enlightenment. It's where it comes from, And controlling your mind is the key to happiness. It's how it works. It's your words, creating a thought and your mind connected to your heart where you feel emotion. And that's what I told them, I pray that it helps them. And then these people at work, like the boss, the only thing he comes out, he comes out and it's looking for the negative cut, the bad one. And I'm like, and I've been there 5 years. I'm pretty good. And like 1 inch of it was at low tide. The blade flexes about 1/16 of an inch. And if you push too hard and it's dull, it's going to go through the least path of resistance, which is going to be the meat. Always and every time. It's not going to be the bone. So, little and he run me and I'm look here in the office and write me up. And I, hey, whatever, I don't care. Like I do care about the people, but like that dead cow and that little 1 inch, and I'm busting my butt, and all you want to do is complain at me because you're specifically focusing on the negative when we cut 900 pieces a day. And instead of coming out and looking and saying, hey, oh, great cut, and empowering the people to think they do a good job and they can do a great job, making your job easier, but you're not willing to understand because of the position you have. And so I ain't worried about what you think and what you want. I don't care about a dead cow. I care about the people's mental health that you intentionally destroying because you only care about a bonus check at the end of the year. So sorry, two steps, holla back, and that's how I feel right now. And so I apologize. That's a little bit of I think Darius Daniels would call it holy fire or something, but some people would say it's the devil. I don't know, hey, it's aggravating. Cause I'm tired of eating everybody their darkness because they're being intentionally that way. And look, just don't talk to me, if you ain't got nothing good to say, positive, I done told you, don't talk to me. I'm not worried about little 1-2 inches. If you're concerned, write me up, whatever you want to do. There's a reason that you can't get people to stay. And it's not because the work's too hard. It's because they got to work that hard and then come in here and know that they're going to get complained at all day about a little low chine or cut that they cut 900 of, 1,000 of a day. We do. Are my specific job. Some people more, some people less. Far less. But my job is roughly 900 a day. And it's like I'm tired, you know, like of it. So it's like I'm not. You just gotta tune it out. I thank you for letting me share. Lord help me, please forgive me. Protect us and heal us, God. I know you're going to. You've already. You've been so amazing. But it didn't affect my smile. I stayed smiling. I got frustrated. Told him what I thought. You know, you guys, I hope y'all are having a great, great day. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.